What?
Choose the name, have they not?
The last day of the year. Well, I want to know, someone has mentioned, a few people have asked about, is there anything wrong with buying new clothes specifically for Rosh Hashanah? They have a son that wants to have a new suit specifically for Rosh Hashanah. They've heard here, heard there, maybe Rosh Hashanah is not the right time to have new clothes. What is the story? Is there any issue? Would you say it's okay? They've got a brand new suit, £350 new suit. They want to wear it as soon as possible. It'd be nice to wear it Rosh Hashanah. Should they keep it for Sukkot, or can they also have it for Rosh Hashanah? What would you say?
Not the best of the best. You shouldn't play the best of the best.
Very interesting. It does say in Taz that a person shouldn't wear big day meshy and very expensive like silk stuff, really, really nice. However, new begodim doesn't say. In fact, there's riots to say that you can wear new. You know, there's a whole debate about the second night saying Shechiyonu. It's not so clear. Second night, we do make Shechiyonu, but it's machlok, it's Rashi and Shilta, about the second night, Yom HaRichta really shouldn't be making Shechiyonu. That's the shaila. Do you make a Shechiyonu by Kiddush the second night because you already made Kiddush the first night? Normally you say because Sveika de Yoma, but in this Shaila, when you have a Kula Yoma Richter, maybe the Shechiyonah that you made on the first night Kiddush should work for the second night. So Machlok is Rashi and Shilta's. Because of that, Ramon says better to be Yoter by having a fruit. The Ramon also mentions about a Beged Chodosh. So he mentions about a Beged Chodosh. He doesn't voice any concern about having a Beged Chodosh on Rosh Hashanah. Another raya, don't forget, is the Gemara says, on Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. The Rambam says Rosh Hashanah is also a mitzvah of Simcha. And the Gemara describes how you mekayim Simcha. Anoshim with the Yayin. That we all know when it comes to Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to have Yayin. When it comes to ladies, Mesamchon, with Big Day Tzivoinim. It's mashma that you buy them Big Day Tzivoinim. It's not so clear, Yoyta, if by just, you know, giving your wife an old... an old dress you have in the drawer. That's not so clear. The Pasha Sarambam is that you buy something new, Big Day Tzivoinim. So Umela, there's riots, many other riots as well, that you don't find a major basis in Halacha to avoid Beged Chodosh. I don't think there's a major advantage to Dafkes get something in Chodosh. Obviously, for Yom Tov is different, but for Shon, you don't find Ekpod Mekan. And I've seen in many Sfarim, actually, the grandson of the Ben Ishchai, he's got a shuv about this, and he says it's Taka, okay. Let's move on to the next challenge. There's quite a lot to get through. Tomorrow morning, Habar Leil and Latova, we have a interesting shaila, which the Shulchan Aruch says, Noi Hagim, there's a minute to fast, and the Mishabura says, Till Mincha Gedola, half an hour after Chatzos, Daven Mincha with Aneinu, and afterwards break the timers. I don't know statistically how many people do it, and remember in Yeshiva, as Bochrim, we all did it, most of us did in Yeshiva. The Maisa, it's not so clear, as time goes on, you have a Mishpacha, you have it, it's not so clear how widespread it is. The Lamaisa is, I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he was hesitant about Tanesim altogether, and he only did the six Tanesim that we do, but any extras, he always used Siyumim. So when it came to Erev Rosh Hashanah, he made sure to make a Siyum. It wasn't too difficult for him to make a Siyum on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So he always made a Siyum, and he relied on the fact that making a Siyum could get you around this Tanis. Although Shulchan Aruch says, Noegim to fast, it's brought down in the Torah that fasting on Erev Rosh Hashanah works, it rubs out a third of one's averus. It definitely, don't get too technical about it, but at the end of the day, it's brought down supposed to be very, very special. The end of the day is, people do struggle with Tanesim, even if it's only till Mincha Gedolah. Some people will struggle. Don't forget, you've got Rosh Hashanah. Some people don't eat all the way till some Gedalia, and that's just all leading to Yom Kippur, so it's very important people are looking after themselves as well. But having said that, you will find some people Tanis. I think that the best thing would be, obviously, to either to fast, but if not to fast, to have a masechta to finish, if they manage to finish before on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Adarav, if you know I'm behind on my masechta, if you know of someone making a siyum, Adarav, maybe I'll join them tomorrow to be makel. I saw the Ketzei Hamata. He wants to. He's masupik about. He is matzada that maybe by making a siyum that helps. It saves you from this tanis. So certainly you'll find nowadays. Shulchan already speaks about these things. About nowadays we don't go after tanis so much. Rabbi Moshe Westheim told me that his uncle used to fast every Monday and Thursday came out. Any excuse to fast, he used to fast. But those days were, it was somehow, the Rosh Hashulchan already points out that our gufim are slightly different. It's not so clear what, whether it's because of environment or food, that's not my department. But at the end of the day, it's quite clearly registered that we don't go after these Tanisim in an active way. Next point is that we have tomorrow, obviously Erev Tavshilin, obviously to make sure, more important Erev Tavshilin on Rosh Hashanah than it is on Sukkot, by the way. If someone forgets Erev Sukkot for Erev Tavshilin, he comes on on the first day Sukkot, you can make Erev Tavshilin with a Tanai. You say, if tomorrow is Kodesh, then I can make Erev Tavshilin now, it's not even Kodesh. If today is Kodesh, then tomorrow you're allowed to cook, so you can make a Tanai. Rosh Hashanah, you can't make a Tanai because it's Yom HaRichter, therefore it's important to make sure that you're doing Erev Tavshilin. Yeah, Bracha Yudhukh, right? Sure, it's not ideal. When it comes to Sukkot also, you do Erev Sukkot. I'm just pointing out, Rosh Hashanah is quite common to make sure you do it before Rosh Hashanah. It's very important to do Erev Tavshilin. Those people which don't plan to cook at all at home, they're eating out and they're not ending up cooking at all, it's better to do it without a brocha, because it's not so clear that you make a brocha if you don't plan to cook at all. It's not so clear. You light candles, machlokes, Rosh and Rambam, is that enough to make a brocha? We stay away from brochas, but zicha, do it without a brocha. When it comes to Leil Rosh Hashanah, there's always a shaila. Rosh Hashanah writes, do you know there's a machza mafirish? It's quite a popular machza. And in the beginning, in the Akdoma, there's a haskoma from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Oybach, and there he writes a ha'ora, random ha'ora, about what we do in the Leil Haseda. Leil Rosh Hashanah, we have pomegranates and dates there, and we go ahead and make a Bopriol 8 on the apple and the honey. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, the Mishnah already tells you, the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch tells you, that if you're making her 8 and you have in front of you an apple, and you have verses of apple, you have something from the Shivas Aminim, be it a date, which is a higher one, or be it a Rimon, the pomegranate, which is low in the Shivas Aminim, certainly the Shivas Aminim come before the her 8. So really, the date should come first, or if there's no date, at least the pomegranate should come first, and not the her 8. Really, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Oybach Taka said, it's kedai to make her 8, not on the apple. You'll find a lot of people making ha'eitz on the apple. If you have a minig specifically in the mishpacha, matoy. But if someone hasn't got a specific positive minig, it's probably kedai either to make sure it's not on the table at the time, or to cover it, or to tack and make a bow prior ha'eitz on the date. Or if there's no date, to make it on the pomegranate, it's zecha mestama kedai, to at least lay Rosh Hashanah, to mekayem a mishnah, to mekayem a gemara, a shulchan aruch, as opposed to, unless you have a minig, there's limud zechus, there's no question about that. The shayla is, if you haven't got this minig, is zecha kedai to go ahead and make the bo prior 8 on the date, and then afterwards you could do the apple and the honey without the hot 8 and just make the yerotzen on that as well. That's an interesting one that keeps on coming up. The next shayla that we have is, let's focus on the day of Rosh Hashanah. And obviously the shayla is eating before tekiyas. People get busy about eating before tekiyas, not eating before tekiyas. I think it's not worth delving too much into the noisa, whether you can eat before tekiyas or not. That is a shallower shayla. The serious shayla is that when a person does decide that it's kedai for him to eat, not to step over having a kebetza, not to eat more than a kebetza of bread-based foods. Anything from the bread family, be it cake, anything like, which has got tzuras pas, not to have more than a kebetza, which is berach, give or take two nice pieces of cake, more than two pieces of cake is already stepping over kebetza. That is what the main hakapoda is not to have before the mitzvah. Where does it come from, not eating before tekiyah? It's not just some random thing. It's a Shomer Sadesh and says not to have a sa'uda beforehand. That's the main thing. A sa'uda in halacha is called more than two big pieces of cake. That is called a sa'uda. So it's kedai to have one big piece or one and a half big pieces. And then the rest of it, you can have other things. You can have two bars of chocolate with three bowls of cornflakes and all the rest of it. There's nothing stopping you having that, five apples. That's not the problem. The problem is to stay away from anything bread-based, which is halacha pi halacha's got a din of a suda. That's kedai to stay away from. The actual din, if a person feels it's going to help him to have a bit of kiddush and then have a bit of chocolate and a Rice Krispies, obviously that's going to help. That's matoiv. Mishabro is okay with that. Make a din a person. That's not the shayla. The main issue to stay away from is not to have too much cake. That's like a bit of a serious issue. Shulchan Aruch says mefurish, not to have kebetza, not to have a suda before tekiyas shofar. That's very chomer. So it's very important to mark. There's a marked difference between how much you're eating, not whether you're eating or not. That's a very important point. Next nekuda, very interesting. I find over the years you hear people blow shofar for people which are either ladies privately or men privately which can't make it or anything like that. And something I notice, and it bothers me every time I hear it. When you're in a shul, tekiyah, shvarim teruah, so the baal tekiyah takes a gap. He pauses between the tekiyah and the shvarim teruah. When you do it privately, your tendency, you're very, very tempted, and it's very normal, to go straight through. After Shacharis this morning, right? You think about the Valtikia. Yeah, he just takes it, tashrat. If it's not the whole thing together, then it's at least the kiyah with the tashar together. He's cramming it all in, because that you just want to get it over and done with. You know, you're going from one person to another person, just get it over and done with. There's no point waiting. Very important, Shulchan Aruch makes a big deal out of making a gap between each and every blow. Not the shvarim to roar together. Now leave that saga out of it. I'm talking about whether you go straight from tekiah to shvarim to roar to tekiah in one go. Some hold b'di'evet is not yotza. The Gaon says b'di'evet to yotza. You don't want yotza b'di'evet. You got tekiah shofar, b'di'evet is tekiah shofar. You go to hear someone around the corner who blows for you. It's nishbatam. You have to make sure the person who's blowing is taking deep breath. I'm only saying it because I've heard it so many times. That people are blowing and they're doing it in one go. It's kedai to be aware of such a thing. Obviously, you don't have to watch over. You can assume if he's doing it most times, he's probably got the idea of it. But I've heard it a few times, so just be aware of that one. That's an interesting one. Then you've got the shaila of Va'anachnu Koirim that we bow on during Musaf in Aleinu L'Shabeach, not at the end. Aleinu L'Shabeach during Shemina Esra of Musaf by Chazal Sashatz. So everyone gets busy with the papers, with the, you know, taking it around. Really, if you didn't have paper, you can really use your talis. But it's more about covering to use something else. And it adds, gives the children something to do. It makes a whole matzah of the papers, this and that. It's a balagan. It breaks up the whole story. So the main hakpada, is it to have a gap between the head and the floor, or is there a gap between the knees and the floor? In the Rambam's Mavur, clearly that's to do with the head. The floor, the knees, you might want to make sure that you've got a gap in order to make sure you don't afterwards be over a shiloh of proper libun, not the rice, machlok is Rashi and Izaro, is the rice or not. Zecha Tzuri Shiloh, if your knee, especially in Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, if you put your knees on the floor, you can see two levonos, yeah? They say you can see two round dusty areas on your knees, and you're very tempted to go to brush it off. That's not Gashmak on Rosh Hashanah. Obviously you want to stay away from that. That's but the ikag body is obviously the head. That's definitely the main nekuda. A lot of times you'll find people someone actually said he's going to eat out tomorrow night, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, and afterwards he's been offered to take with him, I think it's his parents and all, and his mother-in-law said, you can take with some simonim for your I keep on saying seder, for your meal, the second night Rosh Hashanah, you can have some of the simonim for your second night Rosh Hashanah. Interesting. To take it after the meal, and he takes a plate of the simonim, and not so posh that you can take it home, because it's directly for the next night. And so now here's the shaila is it called haroma? What, you're going to take a pomegranate pea? You're going to come home and have a little pomegranate. Listen, it's an old shaila. Does haroma work? You know, when it comes to the Sefer Torah, the first day Yom Tov, so the Gabba doesn't like to, after Shacharis, he doesn't like to turn the Sefer Torah after Shacharis. He waits till Maariv. Maariv, after everyone's wishing everyone good Yom Tov, you'll find the Gabba gets busy with the Sefer Torah because they don't want to prepare from one day to the next. Although the Orach HaShulchan says, just do the eight that you just mentioned. Just do the eight of Aroma. Turn it around after Shacharis. Read one or two psukim, and you'll be nice. Orach HaShulchan writes that. Tofri Samozayin, he writes that you can do that. Yeah, he says, no problem. Prepare the Sefer Torah from day one to the next day. Just afterwards, just say, V'adav HaShem HaMeshah Leimoy. No, you make a deraisa. Close it up and finish. The Maisa, you don't find the Zaza. People don't do it because it's a shtikala aroma. It's a Mishabrut didn't suggest that, and therefore people try and avoid that. The Chor over here is probably better. It's Zichanov Shmak to on Rosh Hashanah to take a Shaila of Achona. It hasn't got a clean heta. You can tzeruf from here and there. It's not the Pashas. Really, to take a simonim, which you're not going to use for tonight, and it's really going to be for the next night, is a shaila of Achona. And in the place where there's no Erev, it's a shaila of a real itzah. Don't forget, any shaila on Yom Tov for the next day is a real itzah shaila. So that's something to take into. That's got its own problem. That's got its own kulas. The Tiru Sofim Shum Tchi Losoi and Hefsa, the Ramah speaks about that certain kulas that certainly you have.
So that's.
For Motsi Yom Tov, yeah. Okay, so that's when we get to that nakuda. Just one interesting point is, obviously, we know there's a whole saga about having slichas before chatzos. It's already a whole topic. It needs a whole hour to go through all the things. I think it's a shol. You go machshavas beitzah. That you go again. All the poets can say that to say slichas balayla, or to say yud gimel midas balayla is osa. That literally Mishnah Berurah brings as a problem. He says chutz mileil yom kippur. Well, yom kippur is a special heta, but otherwise there's a problem. So we all know Rav Moshe. This is not our topic here tonight. There's a lot to say on it. Because Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his case, they were scared to go out tonight, and they asked Rav Moshe, what should we do? Should we just, basically it's going to be scrapped if we don't do slichas now. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, he said, that's not a real issa, and therefore he had the rise to say lekan, that's it. It's okay, but he said, just this year, and you have to publicize, the next is going to be the regular, going back to the regular times. So, and then you have another tziruf that you work with the times of Eretz Yisrael. Just interesting ha'ora, you'll see that those who say slichas b'layla, they'll stop short by tachman. They won't say tachman. Interesting ha'ora, that at kama that you would say, you would give them a midas, or slichas b'layla, whatever the cheshbon is, because it's, maybe you go with this manam v'Eretz Yisrael, tachman would suddenly stop. So really, it could well be that it seems that tachman's more scary than the other ones. It's slichas, although slichas and yodkim amidas you can get away with, it seems like there's a mock of epis lemeschus. For some reason, tachman there's no lemeschus. Interesting, it seems that tachman's more powerful, it's more of a scary thing to do by Lilo than the other things. But listen, such a shaila needs a lot of COVID rosh. It's something which is not so clear. Shlomo Zalman wasn't happy with it. Ramesha, the mainstream players weren't happy with it. So obviously, everyone has to be their own judge. A lot of people say that if they don't do it before Chatzos, then they're not going to manage to do it. I understand that concept. You know, waiting till Chatzos and then doing it then it's a very tricky. You know, it's a tricky one. So everyone has to know themselves. But really, we should know that it's a real bedieved. It's in any mainstream posik you take, you'll find it's a shtikla b'dievet. I mean, even from Ramosha, the way he just go through the tshuva, it's quite hair raising. He clears, you know, how are you allowed to say Hashem Hashem balaylo? How are you allowed to finish off Hashem Hashem at the end? You're not finishing off the posik, because Bishlam, if you're saying it in the tzura of slichos, so fine, you're allowed to say even half psukim. But if you're not saying it in the capacity of slichos, so then you stop saying psukim and you have to finish off a posuk. He gets into the nitty gritty of it. How are you allowed to do it? These things are certainly b'dieved, but again, everyone has to know what they can and can't do. But it's certainly it's not something that could become a lechatchila. Very interesting. Someone has a shaila. Can they do a Torah Nedarim after the slichas tonight? It's going to be a long slichas. So if you want to do a Torah Nedarim, Shochanos Shteim Mefurish, you can do a Torah Nedarim b'alayla. One final interesting shaila is that people want to know about their wives Hatoras Nedarim, which the poskim say it doesn't matter because they're going to say it by Kol Nidre. They'll say Kol Nidre with a chazan. Well, I hate to break it to you that a lot of women are not going to Kol Nidre either. So interesting, Tshuva Ramesha Stenbuch, he says that they're not going to do any Hatoras Nedarim. They're not doing a side tomorrow morning, and they're not doing Kol Nidre. So he tainas that Takashi should make him a shliach and then say to the three dayonim that, you know, I'm also sent on as a shliach on behalf of my wife, and they should say muta lachem, muta lachem, muta lachem. Again, obviously these are interesting. Potentially you could say that a din has to be potentially a din has to be dafke by yom, learn from sukim. But over here, Torah Zadom is like a shulchan aruch before she. It's okay. So I see what's in the teva. I Google Rashi Yoshke. Thank you. Yeah, I think he mentioned that as well. Yeah.